You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Father's Day, it's Sunday. It's almost here. It's Sunday. Reg and I know about that.
Yeah,
visit
we
the and we want to tell all you dads out there, hope you're going to have a great one on Sunday. I think the weather cooperate, make a nice day for us all. And visit the Cleveland Browns team shop at First Energy Stadium. You can go there this week, which has all of one day remaining, but you can get 10% off polo shirts for dad. Just mention dad at checkout if you're still thinking about something to buy for dad. The team shop is open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week. You can also shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. I'm telling you, those polos are really sharp. The Nike version is excellent, and I think dad is going to truly appreciate that. Again, if you haven't already gone there or you're still grappling with an idea, don't get him a tie. All right? Don't do the tie thing. Please, please. Enough
that
a
boy
ties.
Notorious VIC. Just, lay I it mean, out there. No, I don't no need, ties for dad.
Yeah, I don't
yeah,
do a tie.
I know.
You don't have to have any, I don't have to have anything. I just want to, you know, the hug will work. You know, the hug and the smooch on the face.
Yeah.
I'll take that from my daughters.
But, well, that's the best.
But other than that, if you're going to do the gift thing, you know, just the tie is so cliche. It's such a cliche.
Yeah,
anyway,
like flowers like, and candy for mom.
You know, it's
the,
like,
the tie
it's like I can't
dad,
think of anything yeah. else, so here's a tie, Dad.
I could, yeah.
I mean, we're trying not to wear,
I could
try
do.
Not to wear many ties.
Yeah,
I know that
I know.
Too, right? All right, so we go to Twitter, and people are tweeting us as they always do, or regularly do, at Browns underscore daily. This one came from Mark. It's at MRCLETTA11, Mark Coletta. Coletta. He says, love the show. Thank you, Mark. He says, Tate needs to show he can stay healthy. And be one, and be the one, as he's already shown he has durability issues. Go Browns. Very true. If you're going to talk the talk, one way to walk the walk is to actually walk and not walk with a limp. I mean, stay healthy here. This is what, right? This is true.
Right.
And I think Ben has to establish that. Now, injuries are unfortunate. I'm not going to blame him, but it goes on your resume, unfortunately, in a bad way when you can't stay healthy.
If you can't stay healthy, Vic, how many times is that? That's like the quickest way that you get yourself in not in the NFL any longer if you can't stay healthy. So, you don't wish that on anybody. But, by the same token, I mean, these guys, they understand. I mean, they understand. I mean, coaching staff's got to make a lot of tough decisions, and Vic, we'll get into that here as we go through the next 6 weeks. But the numbers game is going to be so very vital, don't you think?
Oh yeah.
In so many positions when it comes to shaking out that 53 man.
Sure. I mean, as competitive as we think this roster is at most spots, particularly on defense and especially on the defensive line, that is absolutely true. Russell via Twitter. This was in response to a column I did about an optimistic outlook that was posted on ClevelandBrowns.com. You can still find it there after the team's wrapping up offseason workouts. And his response from Russell, he goes, yeah, because there is a new mentality being created, a Cleve tough. He puts this in caps. I like this. A Cleve tough mentality, go Browns. And I think that speaks to what is being put forth, especially by Mike Pettine, this idea that there is a toughness. We hear it, obviously, in all the commercial branding, the soundbite from his introductory press conference, and that still resonates because you continue to see signs of it in the course of how this team has done business in the offseason, the types of players they brought aboard, the personalities of guys like Dante Whitner and Carlos Dansby and the draft picks that have been made and the fierceness of the competition on the field and the way, again, Pettine has run things in a very tightly controlled, tight fashion. There is not – do you see anything in practice – that doesn't say all business to you, Michael?
Absolutely not. No.
I mean, it's pretty tight.
Yeah, wow, tight indeed. But I do like Mike Pettine, as we've alluded to all week, the fact he really lets his coaches coach. And
yes,
he's right now walking around and really just kind of figure out not just what he has. And I think that's a big part of it for Mike Pettine, too. You just use the term personality, Vic. It's He wants to know what makes his guys tick. And I think for every head coach, there's always got to be that period of, you know, the old saying, but I believe it, you don't treat all 53 of them the same way. And while maybe that you'd like to in terms of how you generally lay out things, there's different ways to reach guys. And I think Mike Pettine, as he looks at his players on the practice field, as he gets an idea of what they're all about as football players, I think he's spending a lot of time as well figuring out when he does talk to players the best way to go about communicating with them as men, as individuals.
One last tweet I want to share here. This was from at Big Swifty. It's not at Big Swifty, but that's his Twitter handle. He says, according to my math, only 15.3% of Heisman winners ever really, quote, did anything in the NFL. What does this mean for Johnny Football? Well, I don't think it means anything. I think the stat is notable, and yeah, you could say Heisman Trophy winners don't have the translated success to the NFL as you would think they might, but the Heisman represents, in my view, dominance at the collegiate level, and dominance at the collegiate level is never a guarantee of dominance at the NFL level. It's just the way history works out. But with regard to Manziel, I think each case is individual. He doesn't carry in, if this is implying that there's some sort of connection with the Heisman or a curse or something that would prevent him from succeeding, no. It's all about the football, all about how he learns to play this game as an NFL quarterback. All those things supersede anything regarding the Heisman Trophy. We are going to get a national perspective on the Browns coming up. And a guy by the name, and he does it a tremendous job for USA Today. If you want to read his coverage, he is all over the NFL, and I've worked with him a long, long time. Jim Corbett is going to join us and talk about his observations as he makes his way through Berea to check out what the Browns have done with their final mandatory mini camp, their final off-season workout. That is next on CBD. Endlessly, I can't get over.